And when they came down to him, Elisha prayed unto the Lord and said, Smite this people, I pray thee, with blindness. And he smote them with blindness according to the word of Elisha. And Elisha said unto them, This is not the way, neither is this the city. Follow me, and I will bring you to the man whom ye seek. But he led them to Samaria. And it came to pass, when they were come into Samaria, that Elisha said, Lord, open the eyes of these men, that they may see. And the Lord opened their eyes, and they saw, and behold, they were in the midst of Samaria. And the king of Israel said unto Elisha, when he saw them, My father, shall I smite them? Shall I smite them? And he answered, Thou shalt not smite them. Wouldst thou smite those whom thou hast taken captive with thy sword and with thy bow? Set bread and water before them, that they may eat and drink and go to their master. And he prepared great provision for them, and when they had eaten and drunk, he sent them away, and they went to their master. So the bands of Syria came no more into the land of Israel. This little passage from 2 Kings chapter 6 continues on the narrative that we have of Elisha's preservation of the people, the king of Israel and the people of Israel, and how the Lord used his prophet in order to save and deliver the people of choice. And we've seen before in the prophetic ministry of Elisha and others that they spoke in pictures and with patterns of the ministry of someone greater who was yet to come. This is one of the beautiful things that we can see in the Old Testament. The Old Testament speaks to us of history and individuals and battles and great feasts and events and lots of commonplace things also. But it speaks to us in all of those stories about the Lord Jesus Christ and the things that he would do. And we can see that in the examples of Elisha. Remember how the axe head swam when it had fallen into the water? Well, that showed us that the laws of nature were subject to the will of God. And later in the life of the Lord Jesus Christ, we could see how even greater miracles like that were effected. When the Lord himself walked on the water, and Peter, his disciple, was able to do so as well. This is the one who rules all things. The Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of God, has all things at his authority. He fed the hungry. He healed the sick. The dead were raised to life. And we can see these pictures in the Old Testament. And here is another miracle given to show God's total, absolute power and his protection over those that he loves, his people, and his rule over their enemies. First, the Lord had asked the young, first Elisha had asked the Lord to open the young man's eyes that he may see the army of God, the host of the army of God, on the mountain tops, surrounding the army of great host of Syria that had come to arrest Elisha. The young man had been anxious when he saw the Syrian troops, and he said, How shall we do? What's going to happen to us? And that is often the kind of thing that we think when we get into trouble. What's going to happen to us? But we must never forget that the Lord is in control, that the Lord is in charge. And those that be for us, if we trust in him, are more than they which be against us. And the very tops of the mountains are adorned with the hosts of heaven, ready at a moment's notice to come down and defend the people of God and protect them if the Lord would just give his word so to do. Now the host of Israel came down to arrest Elisha. And I can well imagine that that young man was no longer as anxious as he had been as these two went out of the city of Dothan in order to meet this great host that had come with chariots and horses. And it must have been quite a scene, something like they would do in Hollywood perhaps, to have this whole great army and these two men standing in front of them. And Elisha prays. And he prays that the whole army might be made blind, beset with some kind of delusion, some sort of confusion and bewilderment. Because we must assume that they still had some ability to follow Elisha as he led them all the way to Samaria. But what an extraordinary sight that must have been. These two men on foot, an old man and a young man, and behind them, following slowly, the army of Syria. What a picture that must have been. Can you imagine them coming up to the walls of Samaria? And the guards on top of the wall looking out and thinking, there's an army approaching us. Quick, shut the gates. And then Elisha would say, leave the gates open. We're coming through. And he walked the whole army into the centre of Samaria. And that surely was an amazing demonstration of the power of God with his people. And the power that had been vested in Elisha. We should never imagine that the strength of the church's enemies, whether that's the devil or the forces of evil or any opposition that is set against God, that is set against truth. You know, it does as well to remember that God is in control of this world, managing the affairs for the well-being of his people. That's not the same thing as the well-being for some moral code or the well-being of some established historical pattern of life that we've come to imagine is Christianity. God is looking after his people. He's looking after their souls. He's accomplishing his purpose in the gathering in of his church and his elect and his people. And God allows evil to go only so far. And then he stops it. And then he prevents it. And he works all things for the purpose of his grace and his glory. Elisha prays again to the Lord, and he says to the Lord, open their eyes that they might behold the situation that they are in. And can you imagine what terrible fear must have gripped those men at that moment? Their eyes were opened. And where were they? They were in the middle of Samaria. They were in the middle of their enemy's camp. They were completely surrounded by armed men, and their life was forfeit, and they were dead. That was it. That was the moment. That was the moment right there. Suddenly it dawned upon them where they were, how defenseless they were, how much of a predicament they were in. And there must have been terrible fear gripped these men as they realized their position. They had a justifiable fear that the king of Israel was about to smite them because he was jumping around. Can I smite them? Can I smite them? Can I kill these men? Can I take their lives? Can we get all of their weapons? Can we keep their horses and their chariots?
He was so excited. He saw a victory handed to him on a plate. But Elisha speaks kindly. And here is a lovely gospel picture of grace. You know, we don't have to go around hurting the enemies of God. We don't have to go around setting ourselves up as some moral magistrate in order to come down hard on those who are disobedient. That's not our job. Our job is to be kind. Our job is to be gracious. Our job is to reflect these principles of Christ that he taught and he lived in the day of his ministry. Judgment is mine, vengeance is mine, saith the Lord. I will repay. Let the Lord do his business. That wasn't Elisha's job. And so the old prophet speaks kindly and graciously of these men that had been delivered into their hands. This is grace. This is gospel. When the Lord opens our eyes in the new birth to that first view of our dangerous predicament, when the Lord opens our eyes to see that we are sinners, to see that we deserve judgment, and that judgment is just a moment away, in that first moment when we have our eyes, our understanding, our discernment given that we are in such a dangerous state, we see ourselves, as it were, in the hand of our enemy, captive and defenseless, likely to die without a hope and plunged to a lost eternity. And as we await that blow that will take us to hell, we hear strange and wonderful words of mercy. Justice cries out, "Shall I smite? Shall I smite?" And the words of gospel mercy are heard. "Thou shalt not smite them. Let them go free." And it's a wonderful thing when the gospel takes us captive. It's a wonderful thing when our eyes are open to see the great King, not as judge, but as a merciful Saviour. And as we eat and drink and find liberty where we expected to find nothing but judgment and death, the Lord Jesus Christ has power to open the eyes of the blind. And he has the power over poor sinners to give them that gift of sight that they may see him, their Saviour, their Redeemer, their King. Men and women are naturally blinded by sin. Oh, they think that they can see. They think that they understand. They think that they know what's what in this world. And they live accordingly in their own self-righteousness. But when the Lord allows us to see just how needy we are, how sinful we are, and how appropriate judgment is, that is the forerunner to those words of love and mercy and peace. "Thou shalt not smite them, let them go free." It's a beautiful picture that we have of divine power to protect and sovereign grace to save. Grace and glory coming together here in this one single event. And our Saviour, the Lord Jesus Christ, is the same today as he always was. Powerful to save, jealous to deliver his people from their enemies. And he makes friends of his enemies. And he makes free men of captives. And in such ways, Elisha and the Old Testament prophets open our eyes to see the Lord Jesus Christ as a worthy Saviour and Lord. Amen.